opening the door as if we're just entering the room.
Not worth it.
And here he is now, a guy that voted for number 9. How's your car? Mother's Day weekend.
No, how's your card? Your key card.
Oh, my key card.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
My Mother's Day weekend was fine. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Saul O2 and all the ships at sea. Remember, you have to cross the fleshy fun bridge if you want to see Don Geronimo
right.
And Mike O'Mara.
All right, Rocco.
Yeah.
Start a show with Marshall Crenshaw. You're doing okay.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Got a good looking Mundy.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hi there.
Okay, here's the deal. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, Mike.
Hello.
On this Mundy.
I said it already.
I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah,
I
said it before. You said Monday already.
We're doing it again.
Though. You don't mind, do you?
Did I do it already?
Maybe you didn't do it the way you normally do it.
What?
That's because we were playing with the beginning of the show.
Mike, it's a new episode on this Monday. Are you protesting the song?
No, he likes the song. No, I was having fun. I'm just having a very good time. I thought we were tweaking everything.
You thought we were what?
I thought we were tweaking everything. I thought this was Tweak It, Make It New Monday.
Make It New Monday. I like that.
This is not Flush the Format Friday.
Oh.
Translated into Make It Over Monday.
Oh, give it to me again then.
Mike, a new episode on this Monday.
Monday!
There you go.
Shut up.
050905.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's retarded. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK FM, 202-432-1067. I'll play this to the love, all the way to the label.
That's great.
That is a great song.
Someday, some way.
Simple, straight ahead.
Someday, some way.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you, Billy Big Boy?
So that's the song, and now the show's officially on the air. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. And a good show today. Lots of fun stuff. And I just couldn't. This is why I couldn't select the right song.
Why?
To start, because I'm just in such a fantastic mood.
You're giddy today.
And I feel like such an ass for being in such a fantastic mood. But
don't feel guilty.
But too bad. And you're right, Buzz. That's the word, the G
embrace
word.
Embrace it.
I don't feel guilty. I feel great. Yeah. I had the best Mother's Day weekend that I've had since my wife has been a mother.
Yeah, I mean, usually Mother's Day weekend, it's all about mothers and not about you. This weekend was about you.
Yeah, and I think on Friday I was talking about the big focus on Mother's Day and how Father's Day gets diminished. Mm-hmm. Even last night, as I was watching the Weather Channel, laying in bed alone in my underwear, watching the Weather Channel, waiting for that hot, hot girl that looks like Jennifer Aniston to come on.
Is she pregnant?
She will be. Mike, her name is Alexandra Steele, and what she is
oh, now wait a
very low rent Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I was being facetious.
Oh my God, you scared me because she comes from Washington D.C.
Right, and now she's a chick on the Weather Channel, and her only claim to fame—I think she was on Friends once,
right?
In like a goof takeoff where she was a girl on the Weather Channel.
No eyebrows on her.
Who had hair like Jennifer Aniston?
Drawn on eyebrows.
You can paint those on.
Doesn't she have the drawn on eyebrows?
I've never really spent a lot of time on the eyebrows.
Next time you look at her, check them out. I think they're completely paint.
Well, all of her is paint.
Well, I'm watching the Weather Channel, and I'm waiting, of course, for my local on the 8th. And when it comes up, it says, and now from the Weather Channel, and they go to this pink background with exploding hearts, and it says, your Mother's Day forecast. They don't do this on Father's Day.
No, they don't.
No.
They really don't.
They don't do it on Christmas.
I think they do it on Christmas.
They have exploding hearts on Christmas?
Except I think they do it the PC way. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Listen, with all the complaining, Rob's
again. Rob's giving a thumbs down to against
I'm not
the
a
PC
big
way.
Fan of keeping it secular.
Rob ain't secular.
Just a quiet, uneventful Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
My wife and my mother-in-law, who's living with me, and yeah, don't bother asking, how's your mother-in-law.
Because you'll just answer the same every time. It's great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be greater.
Right.
They both went down to South Carolina for the unenviable job of helping my son move out of his college dorm into off-campus housing, into mm-hmm. an apartment deal. And thank God I wasn't there. Thank God I was, because I think I told you on Friday that the two different ways that a dad and a mom help out in a situation like this.
Right.
If I had arrived into the situation that my wife did, I'm sure I would have said to my son, have a nice weekend cleaning up this asshole and gotten my car and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in a dorm for a year. I know I moved him in last year with four other guys. Apparently, the deal was for the entire school year, there really was no such thing as trash removal.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as laundry. Mm-hmm. And every single bottle that they had ever brought into the apartment stayed. Now,
really?
Yeah, the deal with, well, there are four college boys living together.
Yeah, but
together.
I mean, I can't remember what the hygiene was when I was in a dorm, but I think you got to a level of filth where you had to clean it.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm only going
they
on
had with a dorm for four. They probably had a little extra space.
Yeah, they did. But even having that, they managed to make it just an awful, just a garbage prison. And the deal was that the unspoken rule, I guess, among these guys is whoever the last one was, Stan,
to move out,
would have to clean up.
That's a nice deal for the guys that left.
Yeah, well, great deal for my kid.
Wow, you know, so he was the last one.
El dumbass. Now, he's the one that, and this is what was pissing me off as I'm getting this on the telephone. He said, but Dad, I had no time to move anything. He said, I had my finals. I said, well, didn't you just go to the movies? He said, yeah, but I needed a break from studying.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in the 2 hours that you went to the movie, you could have, and meanwhile, Frida's calling me, and she's saying, oh, there's no air conditioning in here. It was hot down in South Carolina over the weekend.
Oh, man.
It smells like garbage in here. There's piles of laundry from these kids. They've just left it. There's bottles everywhere.
So the other guys that split, they're just leaving their stuff behind, or is it all your kids' stuff?
No,
they just left the trash.
They took the belongings
right.
that they wanted.
Bedding and things like that?
Yeah, but I guess there was some stuff that was left.
Just
like,
left behind carelessly.
You know,
right.
Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean... I never even went to college, and I know when I was working my way up the radio ladder, oftentimes I'd get a job in a new town, and I'd look at the apartment, and, you know, you go through and you get what you need, and then you go, yeah, and you kiss the security deposit goodbye,
sure.
But you go,
right.
Screw it. And I'm getting out of here. I'm not
exactly.
cleaning the toilets or whatever. So she walked into a big S-storm down there, so I'm just sitting at home, and I'm getting the fallout on this from both of them all
my
weekend.
Phone.
Phone to Dad, Mom says this, Mom, Dad says this, Dad, hey, you know, honey, Bart says this, and my mother-in-law.
So she wasn't real thrilled about what she walked into.
No, and I can't blame her.
No, I can't either.
And at the same time, I had to, you know, and I do have empathy for my wife, and I think she's great for going down and doing this, and of course,
sure.
My kid doesn't appreciate it, but someday he will. But still, with all that, I had to fake the empathy, because I can't tell you. Just what a great Mother's Day weekend it was. Because there's nobody there. I mean...
It's your fortress of solitude.
It was me and the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And kind of the way you like it.
I mean, hate to say this, you know. dream scenario. But yeah, very close to a dream scenario. So the mothers, you know, because it's always a hassle to go out on Mother's Day. You go to brunch because every other schmuck in the world has to go out for brunch on Mother's Day.
Right.
And while it's nice and it's a fitting tribute and blah, 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 it's a big pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to this year. You know,
I did sundresses yesterday.
You know what I did yesterday? About 11 o'clock when I would have been going to brunch with my wife and my mother-in-law and every other gypsy member of the family as we met it with the local El Diablo TGI Mondays with Robert, is it?
TGI McFradigans.
Yesterday, 11 a.m., sitting on my deck, having a cigar, wearing a bathing suit, and yes, having a mixed beverage.
Wow.
At 11 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Wearing your bathing suit.
Yes, and I wear the...
You're a hearty soul. It was a little chilly yesterday.
No, it was 72.
It was, but a lot of breeze.
72.
Of course, you're down there in that little...
72 yesterday.
Sun keeps you warm.
Windbreaker,
yeah.
And also, the bathing suit I wear is like this old 1920s stuff.
the tank
like
suit.
A white beater on top, right. And it's striped.
Did you take a dip yesterday?
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
Heavens, no.
That's there for show.
Yeah. Not a functional pool.
Like everything in my house.
It's decorative. Six inches deep.
That's something else we bought that I'm never allowed to use.
Yes. Like, if you dove into your pool, you'd go through the 2 inches of water and crack through the plastic shell.
Although I'll tell you one funny thing I did do, just because I'm not supposed to.
What?
I did have a meal in the family room where no... food is allowed.
Yeah. You rebel.
And I know that she thinks I would never eat in that room because it's a naked room as far as I'm concerned because there's not a television set in the room.
Right.
But still, just for some reason, I guess it was Saturday afternoon.
Would you have chili and blueberry pie?
Chocolate syrup, marshmallow fluff, and red wine. Lots of red wine.
And then back outside of the reflecting pool.
But just great. I just can't tell you how happy.
Yeah. No, I think I have a sense because I didn't have that.
I feel like a total ass. Because here I am happy because I didn't have to spend Mother's Day with my wife and with my mother-in-law. And that's not the right way to put that, but that's just the truth.
Yeah.
And anyway, Godspeed to them. I know that Rob had a similar Mother's Day.
Yeah.
His wife tragically had to travel. And was unavailable to return to your domestic
palace. Charlie Callis.
When
she was supposed to be home at noon and made it home at 10:45
last night.
Yes.
All right.
See, she chose to spend the holiday with her mother, and I think that's a fitting tribute.
That's very nice.
I think it's very nice.
So here's where I'm going with
this. Did you do anything for your mom?
Yes, I had her over. But she doesn't require the constant care that the children do that were with Carrie. So that was also very nice. I made her dinner.
Her
a card.
Very nice.
So I'm on the phone with Rob, and we're discussing how great solitude is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, I know that you had your girls. But
I did. I have my wonderful daughters.
But you don't have the Mother's Day story because...
Right.
And Buzz.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes, of course. That's true. Well, however, I did pop for the C-note flowers for my 85-year-old mom.
And thanks for mentioning the price.
Yeah, I had to. I had to because I was proud of it.
Stay classy, San Diego.
They basically said to me, we have the $100 bouquet, and I said, knock yourself out.
Wow.
And here's the best part.
What?
The delivery person up in my mom's hometown was kind of a closet case, went to 4 separate houses. So 4 of the neighbors got to see her floral bouquet.
From my son, the disc jockey.
Was just a lucky bonus right there.
I thought about leaving Carrie a C-note. I chose not to.
Dear.
No.
I see.
You thought about that for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know what my 80s...